Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We are here this morning live at our Mornings at the Mansion show here at 2700 West Parco Drive. That's Panfigo, hashtag Arlington, Texas, 76013. And we are extremely excited today. It's just a beautiful day. I tell you, it is actually closing out November, going into the very beginning of December, but it feels like spring, and it's just a beautiful time to just enjoy the seasons and, you know, just be encouraging to one another and just enjoy it. So today I came in with my sunroof back and excited about that at the end of November, you know, because we never know what tomorrow holds, America. So just enjoy today, because today is today, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. So just know that and be encouraged as, you know, we transition into this new, well, actually we're rolling out of the end of the year. You know, this is our last closure of the quarter of this year, and getting excited for 2017 and all that it has in store for each and every one of us. So I just blow the wind today of encouragement, and that you would be encouraged and to know that God has an amazing plan for you in this season. You know, all you got to do is just have a spirit of expectation and just know it and receive it and most of all believe it. So we have an amazing topic today, and I'm just going to like open it up and share this topic with you and the world today, because it's obvious that, you know, I always go to the Father and seek Him for what He wants for the, you know, the trumpet to sound for His people in the atmosphere of the knowing, because He's all-knowing. And today, our topic is so amazing. It's called spiritual consistency, you know, because as we, you know, just sit and listen to the hearts of men and women today, I believe that that is one of the places that we are truly in the lack of, and that is knowing that we have to stay in the paint, you know. We have to continue to just be in that place and being consistent, because anytime we don't get the results when we want them, we want to go try to go off and do something different and try another way. And it's just like a merry-go-round, you know. And by the time you get back to the home where you started before, and you're like, you know, your breakthrough is right there, you know. And that's the thing. The enemy wants to bring smoke screens, and he wants to, you know, make us think and believe that, you know, God is over here tending to other things and not us, but that is far from the truth. So one of the main components about spiritual consistency, or the main people that I would love to put before you today, is the Apostle Paul. Because no matter what went on with Paul, he was very consistent. You know, sometimes we have to take those things 1 second at a time that will turn into 1 minute at a time, and then 1 hour. And then before you know it, the day is complete and you've conquered the day. And that's just one of the things that I wanted to pinpoint today. And obviously, I know that I've kind of myself have been kind of going through some things just in the spirit of the smoke screen, you know, because the enemy always wants to put things before you, and he doesn't fight fair. When we all know it is a fight, and it is a war, and it is spiritual war, and it's warfare, you know, because Ephesians 6 says that we wrestle not against blood, but against, you know, principalities and the rulers of the darkness and against those things in high places, you know. So we just have to know that, you know, and stand on that. But we have to believe the word of the Lord, and we have to do it consistently. You know, we can't allow those things to come in and dictate, you know, our behavior, our thoughts, our beliefs, our patterns of life. We have to know that the word of God is truth and that it will never return to Him void. So just be encouraged today in that, and we're going to kind of announce the scripture that we're going to go to this morning that we're standing on. That is the foundation of what we're teaching on today, and that is in 1 Corinthians. That is 1 Corinthians 15, I believe, and 58. And I tell you, as I was thinking about, you know, yesterday the Lord, well, He always wakes me up, and I'm so grateful for that. But I just got in this place yesterday, and He began to do an amazing downloads and revelations. I barely could keep up, you know, when I was beginning to put those things to paper. But I thought that today this would be an amazing topic to talk about, you know. So feel free callers to call in to our call-in number. That's 646 668-2247. If you want to kind of come in and talk to us about some of the things that you feel that you or that you know, and, you know, not even so much the struggle, but just the reality of the spiritual consistency. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, that's 15 and 58. And I believe that is the last verse in the 15th chapter. So exciting. The word of the Lord reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And that is just an amazing scripture to kind of start with today, because the word is telling us to, and I love the way he says, "Therefore, my beloved." That is so beautiful how he refers to us, his people, as his beloved. But the first thing that he encourages us to do is to be steadfast, you know, unmovable, always abounding. So we have to make sure that as we're being steadfast, it's almost like, I was talking to Anthony earlier before we came on, it's almost like that. You have to, as the enemy comes after you, you know you're in the war and in the fight, but it's like I saw that as being in the boxing ring, and you have to, you know, keep your feet planted, and you have to bob and weave sometimes, you know, as you you really do, you know, because he's coming at you. You know, you just can't sit there still and just let him wear you out, because he will wear you out, you know, and before you know it, you are spiritually depleted. You know, even though you know that you have a place that you can run to and get it under the wings of the shadow of the Almighty, and sometimes just really the antidote of being still and hearing what God is saying to you in the divine instruction of the day. You know, but you just have to know that. But we got to bob and weave, and we got to keep it moving. And like Angie was saying earlier, you got to have that David anointing and just get your slingshot out and knock him what out. And then don't forget, David successfully cut off his head. You know, you have to sever that thing and know, and then walk it out. You know, and that's the part about being steadfast, and just step over the giant and keep walking, because he is already a defeated foe. So, but you cannot do that without being spiritually consistent. And that is so important that we do that. And once we come back after our commercial, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the revelations of the heartbeat of how to definitely continue to stay in that vein of being consistent and knowing that God has your back. He really does. He has so much in store for you as you, you know, and a lot of times, you know, the Lord said vengeance is his in that place of the battle, but you have to know that sometimes you have to just stand firm and say, I'm not going to be able to do that. Or you have to tell the enemy, I need you to get back. Or just how, you know, you just have to be firm and steadfast, unmovable. That's that place of your feet being planted flat on the ground. And you sometimes have to, you know, get in a position to, you know, because it's just that, like, when you think of someone coming after you to tackle you or to bring you down, you always have to get in position and plant yourself, you know. And that's just an amazing place to do. But this is a real serious place, you know, especially for the men and women of God today. And to know that, you know, we're definitely going into another dimension of the new year, and knowing that we have to be girded up, you know, that's that whole armor. You have to put that on, because anytime you're in that battle, you have to put your armor on every day, and that's that place of consistency. You can't, you know, go get ready for battle and don't have on your helmet. You can't get ready for battle and have on the helmet and not have on the breastplate. You have to do those things in order. You know, and listen, America, Ephesians wasn't even in this word today, but this is what the Lord is saying. You got to go to that place. So I encourage you to write these scriptures down. And with that being said, make sure you go to Ephesians 6 and read those, you know, the word of the Lord and what he's saying to you line upon line, precept upon precept. And we have to do it the way that we're instructed, you know, because in the kingdom, that is a divine instruction, you know. Because I tell you, I hear in my spirit, the Lord says that what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So, you know, you just have to know, you know, that this journey is real, that the struggle is real, and just walking out every day. And the best way to do that is to stay spiritually consistent. Okay? So once we come back, we're going to go to our commercial. We're going to talk about the meat of this and some of the revelation knowledge that we have. to share with you today.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey. The things you have planned for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever. Cause I don't want to stay here in my doubt. Unblind me from the things that I can't see.
Consistency. And we just read our very first scripture of 1 Corinthians, that's 15 and 58. But one of the things that I would love to talk about today in the order of being consistent, and that is, first of all, you have to know what you are believing. So that's a question for you, America, and man and woman of God. you have to really know what you're believing. I'm telling you, because I've been in a place, you know, that I know what I believe. But I'm telling you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, and he will tamper with your belief. So you have to know that. But not only that, I believe truly the belief is one thing, but you really have to know what your foundation is. Because, you know, you when you go to Matthew, it talks about the parables, and it talks about, you know, you have to make sure that your foundation is the rock. You know, when you build a house, you don't want to build it on the sand or anything but the rock, you know, because that's solid. So no matter how the storm comes, you know, and the wind blows, because a lot of times that's what the enemy is. He's just a big fat wind and just blowing and trying to create like he just, yeah. But you just have to continue to serve him notice, okay, and just, you know, put him in his rightful place, which is hell, okay, and, you know, tell him a little bit about yourself like I do sometimes. But, you know, you just do it. You have to do that. But one thing is when you think about, you know, what your foundation is, if it isn't the cross, please make sure it is. Make sure it is the cross, because when you continue to focus on the cross, and when you continue to make sure that you're based on your believing is on the cross, I tell you, no matter how the wind blows or how the storm comes or how the enemy does this and people, because a lot of times it don't be the enemy, it don't be the devil, because I'm telling you, a lot of, we try to blame everything on the devil, and it don't be the devil, okay? And just like, you know, we have those angelic beings in our midst, which are the angels themselves, but then there are also people that have the anointing of that angelic place in your life. But there are people that have the opposite. They come in one way, and the sad part about that is they come with a hidden agenda, and they come very deceptive, but they look one way, but really they're another. That's why you have to keep your mind stayed on Jesus, because he will reveal those things to you. And then once those spirits are exposed, they have to decide. The spirit has to make a decision, too, whether it's going to stay in that place and line up or if it's going to flee. In America, most of the time, they flee, okay? They don't want to line up, you know, but that's okay. So you have to know that. And one thing I want to say is because as clergy, we must teach and preach the cross. We really do. And I'm telling you, the Lord gave me this revelation on yesterday morning about, you know, teaching this place of spiritual consistency, because you have to be consistent in where your eyes are. You have to be consistent in where your heart is. You know, we can't have them focused on the wrong things. And you have to be consistent in the production of creating the right energy, okay? Because when you are clergy, you are accountable. You know, and the Lord definitely holds us accountable, because it's that place of not knowing. And that place of knowing is a whole new dimension. And we're held accountable for that because, you know, not only, you know, you may not have a whole church, you know, you may not even be a pastor, but we're all ministers of the gospel of Christ. And we have to know that God holds us accountable for the people that we are consistently in contact with, because they are watching our walk. So we're going to get back to this. But because of, and this is a revelation, because as clergy, we must teach and preach the cross. There is where the energy of God is released. Other than the cross, it is mere man or woman's energy. And you have to know that. And one of the greatest characters, like we were talking about earlier, in the Bible is Apostle Paul. And in all of his consistency, it was strong and steady. And that takes us back to the word where it says for us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. And that's 1 Corinthians 15:58. And we have to know that. But most of us, I'm telling you, most of us people, we are not consistent spiritually because we are more concerned about being consistent externally. You know, we're more concerned about what we look like, what we got, what we drive in. You know, we just are, you know, and we have to come out of that place because at some point there's always going to be something that we want. Not so much that we need, because the Lord says he will provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory, which are in Christ Jesus, and that's back to the cross. You know, when we refer to back to the cross, we're always going to see the face of Jesus. We're always going to have the energy of God, you know, to go before us. So being or becoming constant in our prayer and our reading and our seeking, most definitely in our verbiage, in our actions, in our countenance, which is the way we walk, in our faith, which is the most important, and in our witness, but mostly our leadership. And when you look at those things that way, you have transitioned yourself to have a consistent mindset. And when you have a consistent mindset, that doesn't matter how the wind goes or what people, you know, people try to get in your ear too. But I mean, this is what blows me away, America, when people say, well, if it was me. I mean, I hear, I'm like, really? Really? But it's not you. You know, people will say that to you. You know, and the thing that I had to learn was not to take those things personal, but to, you know, especially when people, because, you know, people always running their mouth, they're always trying to gossip or about someone, and what you have to do is you have to allow that situation to mirror them. And once I had a lady that was came and was trying to talk to me about another lady, so I said, you know what, I was thinking about her too, so how about let us just pray for her. Hello. And what that does, it shuts down that energy of negativity and drama and all those things that are not the fruits of the Spirit. And you have, you know, you have the power and the authority to do that. But if you do it on a consistent basis, it's nothing that you have to struggle at or you have to make people feel some type of way, because you can do it in a spirit of love. And when you function in love consistently, that you don't have to think about it or to entertain it or to make other people feel inferior because of your anointing, you know, but they do anyway, whether you, you know, whether you make them feel that way or not, most people do feel that way. And that's nothing that you have to entertain yourself with, because that takes too much of your energy when you begin to do that. Because we were talking earlier, Auntie and I, we were just talking about how, you know, when things aren't going on the norm, you know, you get into a place where people, well, you know, you start questioning yourself, like, what did I say, or what did I do, or what did I? I mean, you caught up in the what if I, what did I or not did I, that is way too much. You know, you have to just say, you know what, I, you know, when you function in the spirit of love consistently, you know that you didn't produce that, create that, so why fret yourself in those places, because that will distract you, you know, from the things that you're called to do at that time, that moment, you know, and before you know it, you're all twisted up and caught up, and then I'm just telling you, it's just too much. It's just, and we as men or women of God, we have to be more spiritual consistency. We have to have more of that in our lives, because that is what will break the back on that spirit of drama that tries to come to you, because that spirit is already going to know it's going to yield and know that it cannot flow in your arena and that you don't flow in that vein, you know. So I just want to, you know, do this amazing impartation with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me into this place and to share with the world today that this is just so amazing to know that God is telling us, hey, listen, I'm going to be right here with you, and I'm going to show you, and I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to talk to you about it, because every concern that we have is in this word of God. He speaks to us. It's like the words leap off the page and into our hearts. So just be encouraged, America, as we continue to be consistent in the word of the Lord, you know, and our hearts of love that we have for the world today. So I just want to be encouraging, and I also have to encourage myself. You know, it's a daily walk, you know, so I just wanted to blow that wind. And, of course, America, when we come back, we will get more into the word of the Lord and hear what he's saying to us about being more consistent in this season, because obviously something's ahead. Amen? So we're excited. We'll be right back.
I just see the best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go.
ladies, have you heard about the Auntie and Michelle experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Auntie Michelle design. Auntie Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Auntie Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Auntie Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Auntie Michelle experience.
Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show, and I tell you, I'm just so excited about the Word of the Lord and how it totally penetrates us. And as we can get into that place of lining back up, you know, because sometimes, I mean, I had the wind knocked out of me a couple of weeks ago, you know. You just do, you know, that's life. You know, life happens, America. It really, really does. And, you know, we just have to know that we have that total foundation, you know, and that's why the Word of the Lord is so crucial today when it's asking us, what are you believing, you know, and mostly, what is your foundation? You know, are you rooted and grounded, you know? Because it takes that, because the winds come and they blow and they beat against the house and they do all of that. But when you have that total foundation and when you can look up and really see the cross, because that is the true representation of who Christ is and what Christ has done for both you and for me. And, you know, and then in that place, we have to really flow in a place of gratefulness and just be so grateful each and every day that, you know, Christ really did those things that we might have life, you know, and have it more abundantly, be free, you know, be charismatic, have liberty. There are so many antidotes, you know, in which that's the cure, you know, the healing. Everything that we have is because God loved us so much that he gave. And just know that when you represent and when you really talk about, but mostly we encourage you to walk out in the spirit of love, because love is an action word. You know, but just as God represented that he so loved that he gave. And anytime you're speaking of love, there's a gift that comes behind that spirit. You know, just make sure, because that's what God is saying to us, that he so loved the world that he gave. So I cannot say that I love you, America, and not give you this precious gift of the word. You know, and even as people that I'm so connected to in my life and in ministry and business, that, you know, we have to continually illustrate that. And those are the seeds that we have. And love is not, you know, a seed is not always money. You know, it can be the greatest thing that you have for the day that you want to, you know, give to someone. So just be encouraged in that. And trust me, that wasn't in my notes today. But that's what the Lord said. Okay? So just know that and be encouraged. And y'all know I sidebar because, hey, it's not even about me. It's about what thus said the Lord, you know. So this is that what this platform is all about. You know, it's about being obedient and being consistent and knowing that we know. And how do we know? Because we hang out with the one that knows everything, you know. And that is truly and deeply the Holy Spirit. So just be encouraged today as you hear this word and write these scriptures down. Call us. Feel free to call in to our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. We're narrowing down our show, probably in the last half. So y'all better come up, okay? So we can talk about these amazing nuggets, you know, of love and liberty and definitely the pursuit, you know, of happiness. And the way you do that is just knowing that, you know, God is your Father. And, you know, he's so rich in everything, but mostly in love, you know. And what belongs to him definitely belongs to you, because we're joint heirs of Christ, you know, and we're heirs to the kingdom. So just be encouraged in knowing that you know. So we're going to get back to this word today, kind of chime into these scriptures. And right now we're going to go to the book of Galatians, that's chapter 6 and verse 9, okay? So we're going to read that today, and we're going to keep continue on the menu. So that's Galatians chapter 6, and that's verse 9. And I just love it when the Lord says what he says. And here he says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So that's back to saying stay in the paint. Okay, stay in the paint, America, because we have to be consistent in what we're doing and how we're walking it out. And God says, that was almost like I could hear the trumpet sound when it says, be not weary. You know, that's a mandate. You know, be not weary in well-doing. That means keep it moving. Keep doing well, you know, in what you're doing. And for in due season, you know, and anytime we talk about the seasons, you know, I think about, you know, the seed, you know. If you're going to continue to sow that seed and put it in the ground, because even when you take a seed, I mean, just the depth of this is so amazing. Let's just use the seed of a peach. That's a pretty big seed. It looks dead. I don't care if it was 8, 10 years ago. Yes, the seed, and you know how some people put seeds in water and do that, what they do, but you could have a seed that's just dry, sitting, whether it's wherever it's sitting, on the ground, the countertop, the table. You take that seed and you put it in the ground. And in due season, your harvest will come, and you will indeed have some peach trees. Okay? And with that tree, the fruit is the harvest. It is going to produce so much fruit, so you'll be putting some peaches in a bag, and you'll be bringing them to some people you know, and you will be sharing them. I mean, that's how the harvest comes in the plentiful. And, you know, it's just amazing when you get into the depth of that, but that's that place of being consistent. And you have to, you know, go out there and get the weeds from around it. You know, you can't just throw it out there. And sometimes they do, though. You throw it out there and they grow up. But can you imagine how much more and how deeper? And see, that's that root. That's the foundation of that seed that's going to go way down into that soil and into the ground and tap into a whole new supply of water, you know. And that's what the word is. It quenches us, you know, and it makes us know, and it keeps us calm, and it keeps us flowing. And before you know it, the whole year has come by. And the harvest is coming. You'll be like, dang, because that's all I'm hearing everybody say right now. Where did the year go? Oh, my God, we're already getting ready to be in December. The year has gone so fast. I'm telling you, in due season, it happens. You turn your back, you get busy doing some real good stuff, some well-doing. Get into the well-doing. I'm telling you, because in due season, it is going to come. And it's going to come in abundance. And it says that you shall reap. It doesn't say you might reap, you could reap. It says you shall reap. If you faint not, you can't stop moving. You can't stop doing. You can't stop grooving. However you want to put it, just keep it moving. Stay faithful in it, you know, and knowing that God has you. But that's a place of being superly spiritual, consistent. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you all and know that we are just God's people. We're sisters and brothers in Christ, and we just have to lean on each other. We have to be the chain, and we have to link together. And we have to encourage each other. And that's what this Mornings at the Mansion is all about. It's just a platform for us to encourage, enlighten, you know, inspire, you know. And that is a mandate. You know, I know that the Lord holds me accountable for that. You know, and sometimes I'm telling you, this is how the enemy comes. Yeah, this is what he tried to say to me. You may not have nobody listening to you today. It's okay. Because I'm going to be back next Tuesday at 10. And then one day, soon, my harvest will come, you know, in due season. That's what this word is saying. So I don't worry about what the devil talks about. I have to hear what God be telling me, that when he wakes me up in the a.m. and gives me these nuggets to give to you and to share with you. Okay, America? And that's just the truth, and it's my story, and I approve this message. Okay? So, yes. God is good all the time. So, hello. But I'm just so excited about it. So y'all see how this all the world around, okay? That's what it is. And it may not be today, but in due season, it's going to happen, okay? It's going to come. So I hope y'all right. I really don't care, but I just had to be obedient and say that today. Now, that's an amazing word. So see how you can pick all that out of the word and make it a personal declaration, you know, because God is speaking to you in this word, and it's just so amazing. I got to read this again because I got caught up. Okay, it says, and let us not. So he's talking about all of us, but I take it personal. So he said, Marlo, okay, do not be weary in well-doing. That's what God is saying to me. So I pray that you receive that like that, because that is the word of the Lord. and that you will continue to be encouraged, because the word says that his word will not return back to him, boy. So if it don't return to him, boy, it's not going to return to you, boy. You know, and God is so true to it. You know, he ain't new to it, because he was here way before anything that everybody else was. So, and it's just so amazing in how we speak those things. There's power in our words, because that's the reality of how the world was created. It came into existence because of the consistency of God. He said, let there be, and there was. So I'm going to say right now, let there be 1 million listeners, and there will be. You know, because we're speaking that thing as though it already is, and I'm believing it already, and I'm going to just be not weary. That's what the word said. And say not, because in due season, it will come. Amen? So, y'all, already it's time for commercial. Okay, so we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back, and we're just going to see what the Lord is talking about when we come back, and we will be right back.
I feel so complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
Secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. the Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Well, we are back at our Mornings at the Mansion show here at Mornings at the Mansion Radio. And feel free to go on to our blog talk and really be able to just listen to the whole teaching of being spiritually consistent. And that is blogtalkradio.com/mansion. And I'm telling you, it's so many great empowering and inspiring messages that are on our actual link. So feel free to go on and just kind of chime in every day and just, you know, have a great time with us as we do what we are called to do in this season. So I'm so excited about as how we are definitely going to conclude this amazing topic of being spiritually consistent. And we're going to go to Romans, and that's Romans 14 and 22. And this word is so amazing. How God continues to tell us. So I'm going to read off the three, and we're just going to kind of roll down this and kind of get into the meat of it as we kind of conclude, and then we're going to, we have this amazing poem that was written 16 years ago that we're going to share, and then we have an amazing thing we're going to talk about on our Mansion calendar, but we're going to talk about that one amazing thing today. So we're going to go to Romans 14 and 22, and the word of the Lord reads that the faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. That's just point, hello. But hello, America, because when you tell it to man, you already know, they're going to run off with it and say that God gave it to them. That's just the truth, okay? And we must function in the truth because the truth is what not only sets us free, but it keeps us free. And knowing that, and that ain't all it says. So we're going to conclude this. It says, the faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. So, I mean, just even the beginning of that, I could barely get into the last portion of that because I caught that thing, you know, as the Lord was saying, you know, we have to be really careful and we have to be consistently careful, you know, not just, and don't release those things, those the meat of your life and your destiny until God tells you to, because I'm telling you, from experience, people will use that as your own ammunition against you. Have you ever seen somebody that got a gun? If you had a gun and they got your gun and shot you with your gun, that's the same thing. You know, and then you'd be like wounded or dead or whatever because that is there. That's just way too much, you know, but that is what people do, especially in this time. You know, these are perilous times and people are just desperate. And desperate people do desperate things, you know. Most people want to, you know, take the full accountability like it was them that God. And that, and you know, not only is that bad, but that's a very dangerous place, you know, for people to try because I'm be scared every day that line up what thus said the Lord. I'm telling you because today is what we have, you know, really just this second because we can leave our homes or our workplace or just a store. I mean, really. And that would be because it's happened to people since the beginning of time, you know, and you have to know that, you know, but tomorrow's not promised. It's really not. And we have to be the best stewards of who we are, you know, and then we can be everything that we can be for the other people that are in our lives. You know, I was just telling a young lady this week, you know, because she was saying to me that she wanted to make her staff, you know, proud of her and not to let them down. And the thing that I can say to her, in the simplicity of it, is do that for you because it will be automatic for the people that are underneath you, around you, covering you. If you do it for you, you don't have to worry about covering everybody else because they're covered, because you're covered, you know, and that's the reality of it, you know, and keeping things simple because a lot of people, I watch them every day. They be trying to complicate stuff, blow it up, have it all over wherever. They don't even need to be. And I say, hey, you need to reel that back in. Bring it back in and look at that thing for really what it really is, you know, and deal with the reality of it and what's not your portion, push it aside and don't even entertain it, because you get caught up, and that's really a spirit of distraction. Sometimes we create our own distractions. We do, you know, because distractions have enough of their own. They come by themselves, and there they are. You know, so you don't need to add to that. That's just too much, you know, and I really think that that is one of the successful places in my life. I have to learn that too, America. I have to learn it. I have to walk it out. I have to be consistent in it, you know, and know that some of that stuff don't even matter. It's just nonsense, you know, and you just have to know that, and then you just have to shut it down. You know, because you have the power and authority to do that, you know, in your life, whether you're at the workplace, the place of business, wherever, the church, because it happens a lot at the church. You have to shut that down, you know. And one of the things that the Lord was telling me today about, you know, people in ministry and all that, they function in these spirits. They function in spirits of pride and jealousy. And it's just, it's ridiculous, but it's really strife. That's the real definition of strife. Is all that unnecessary stuff that you create in an atmosphere that you got to fight through all of that before you can get to the meat, whether it be that one individual that you're trying to impart into or whether it collectively is a whole congregation. Because I'm speaking to the clergy today, because I'm telling you, in ministry, when you stand up and you're on that platform and you're looking at all of these people that you are before, that you have to speak the word of the Lord to, sometimes it's like a deer in headlights. Sometimes it's like the valley of dry bones. You'd be like, Lord Jesus, these people are dead. But, okay, and then he was like, speak to the bones, okay? Come to, yeah, I'm telling you, y'all know I'm not playing, y'all know I'm serious, okay? But it's way too much sometimes, you know. It just blows me away, but I just thank God that he allows me to see those things through his eyes, you know, and it's not a personal thing. And that's where people get discouraged in ministry, you know, and then they want to leave the platform. Or not only that, because there's so many, when you have a spirit of strife, that is the capital spirit, the ruler spirit, but there's so many spirits underneath that, then there's that spirit of hindrance. And I'm telling you, America, as I counsel people, I hear people, they don't want to go to the church no more. You know, that it's just a spirit of hindrance running rampant. And they don't, they like, they over there doing what we do. They saying what we say. You know, they're talking about the clergy now. You know, and they don't want to be a part of that because they feel like, well, why should I do that? Why should I go when people are doing what I do? Yes. I hear that all the time. And that is one of the things that I was encouraged about setting myself apart in this place of ministry to be able to help people heal, you know, and because I was once in a place that I'm telling you, sometimes circumstances in my life happened, and some of those things were the best thing that could have ever happened to me. But at the time I was going through it, it felt like it was the worst thing that could happen, but really it was the best thing because it was just me and God at that point, you know, and him pulling those things out of me that he had put in me to be able to pillar my own self as he pillared me and taught me how to pillar other people in that. And I don't even know if that went with that word, but that's what God gave me to give to you today, okay? Because we have to remain transparent, America, and we have to consistently be transparent, you know, because I'm telling you, as we elevate in life, sometimes we be thinking it's us, and it's not. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, the question, America, is where would you be? Okay? I'm telling you, you have to think about that in the depth, because this is a time that you all know that we're transitioning out of the year of Jubilee. And this is the next 7 years, I'm telling you, man and woman of God, we're going to rest, rule, and reign. And you have to know that. But also, the enemy will come. But that's okay, let him come, because he's been coming since that day one. And that's really okay. You just have to be spiritually consistent and continue to elevate in the word of the Lord and hear what God is saying to you in this season, because definitely God has your back, and you have to know that. So I hope it don't take me that long to read this word, but I'm going to read this poem. I've been encouraged to read this today. This poem was wrote in the year of 2000, and it's now 2016, rolling into 2017, but it's still power. And that's why I don't even know when this Bible was wrote, but it's still power. And when you know that you have the anointing on things, I mean, the anointing is what breaks yokes forever and ever. It's so amazing. So the name of this poem is God's Got Your Back. So when we procrastinate, we cripple ourselves by shyness, never taken a risk to build on our dreams. But trauma comes from our past. It doesn't have to drive our futures. Unlock the depth of your true hold and allow yourselves to be released to the freedom of peace. Like pebbles in a bag, we all polish one another. Being and becoming more passionate toward others is truly the antidote of feeling again. No matter the insecurities of fear and reason, never allow them to rule. When obstacles swell, they are simply the fences we must climb. Name your worst fear: losing your income, your home, your health, your spouse, or your mates, and even your looks. In an instant, any of these things can happen, and over a time, some surely will. A few have already happened to me, and I'm still standing strong, enjoying life more than ever before. In the course of our lifetime, everything will fall away from us, but nothing is truly lost. And I approve that message, America. And we'll be right back.
Where we're going.
just listening in and tuning in to us today here at our Mornings at the Mansion show. It's just always a pleasure being before you today, you know, coming to you in the knowing and just knowing that God has appointed us in this season to just blow a wind in the world today. And we just want to be an encouragement to you, and we ask that you would continue to pray for us as we pray for you. You know that we love you more than enough. We really, really do. So we're going to kind of roll in and talk about some amazing things that we're excited about. And the most amazing thing is our Bling of the Earth conference. And this conference, I tell you, it is the energy of God, I'm telling you, for the women of the world today. Because the main thing is that we are teaching, which is our subtitle, is A Virtuous Woman's Mindset. And I'm so excited because as we have walked this out, you know, and we're still walking it out, you know, none of us are complete, but teaching women how to know their worth in the place of the kingdom and becoming the bling of the earth, because Proverbs 31, I'm telling you, 10 through 31, it teaches us how to become virtuous, and as we become virtuous, how to stay virtuous. So I'm so excited about being able to come in and host this amazing conference for the women of the world today, and knowing that we are just women who are really the bling. As the Lord tells us in his word, where he says that we're far more than, and he talks about the illustration of the jewels, such as rubies and diamonds, but he says that to us more than enough, that we are far more than. And I'm telling you, I taught that thing one day on this particular show, and for God to tell us that, I was like, oh, my God. I mean, it's like I just plugged into this surge of energy, and it was the energy of God, and how we can walk this life out and talk about those things and empower one another, encourage each other, and inspire one another about being the bling of the earth. So that conference is going to be January the 27th, which is our kickoff night that Friday, and the 28th, the full day from 9 to 4. And it is definitely, we are looking for our vendors to come out. Our registration for that conference is $25. That includes your meal, but the vendor spots are $50 and $100. You have some amazing tickets, I believe two for the $50 and four for the $100 vendor, and that includes your meals as well. So we're so excited about this conference. We have great music. We have great empowerment. We have great teachers who are going to be, these women are just powerful women who are going to blow the trumpet of the jewels and teaching you how to come in. And, you know, we've all talked about letting your light shine, but you don't have to let it shine. It's going to shine anyway. As you walk into the rooms and you shift atmospheres, and how you will have the power and the anointing on you to be able to be a great imparter for other women. And we are really trying to connect ourselves to the younger women today, you know, to just teach them the things of God as being virtuous and loving and all of those things. And not only that, but to be women, you know, who sets the tone, not only for their homes, but in their businesses and in their atmospheres, and just being able to lock arms together. And I'm telling you, being a city on a hill, that is who we really are called to be. So I'm so excited about this conference. And it is going to be at the Kings Haven Worship Center. That is 2851 Evans Avenue. That's Fort Worth, Texas, 76014. And our very own apostle, Apostle Anthony Burns. So I'm so excited. This is going to be a celebratory time for ministry, networking, empowerment, inspiration, business. So I'm telling you, ladies, come on out and impartake into this great season of the new year as being a virtuous woman in the bling of the earth, and in hopes of seeing you there.